The Turkish army has reportedly opened artillery fire into the border region of Latakia to assist insurgents fighting the Syrian government. Tensions are escalating between Ankara and Damascus after Turkish armed forces shot down a Syrian plane on Sunday. Turkey's foreign minister has said Ankara is ready to take any measures, including cross-border military operations into Syria, against threats to its national security. So will Turkey embark on an expanded and more direct military role in Syria, or will it invoke the help of its Western allies? Or is Turkey's government trying to divert attention from the political problems it's grappling with at home? I'm Homa Lezgi, and you're watching The Debate.
A Syrian plane violated our airspace. Our F-16s took off and hit this plane. Why? Because if you violate my airspace, our slap after this will be hard.
The aircraft was shot down near the Syrian town of Kasab in Latakia province on the Turkish border. Damascus has denounced the move as unprecedented and unjustifiable, accusing Ankara of flagrant aggression. A Syrian military source said the aircraft was chasing insurgent groups inside Syrian territory at Kasab. The Turkish government had also said that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad must go, accusing him of treating his people undemocratically. This is while Ankara itself has faced wide international criticism for a brutal crackdown on a wave of anti-government protests in Turkey last summer. Ankara has continued to support the insurgents in Syria despite public discontent in Turkey. Anti-government rallies have been held on various occasions, with the opposition criticizing the government for what it calls a pro-intervention approach in Syria. Turkey's latest action in Syria comes as the Syrian army has achieved significant gains in its battle against the insurgents over the past months. Less than 2 weeks ago, the Syrian army took control of the city of Yarbrud in the strategic Kalamoun area on the Lebanese border. The city was a key bastion the militants had used to smuggle weapons and insurgents from Lebanon. With the militants already being pushed out of other regions in Kalamoun, it seems that they're intensifying battles against the Syrian army on the Turkish border, where they have the support of the Ankara government.
Turkey is preoccupied right now with its own problems. That's one reason that Turkey has been forced.
It's because a possible confrontation between Ankara and Damascus would not be limited to the two
You're watching The Debate. Joining us now live from London is political analyst Mr. Sukant Chandon, and with us live from Beirut, political commentator Mr. Jihad Murakadeh. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for being with us. I'll put my first question to our guest in Beirut, Mr. Murakadeh. The Turkish army has reportedly opened artillery fire, Mr. Murakadeh, into the border region of Latakia to assist insurgents fighting the Syrian government. Do you think this is a response to the Syrian army's triumph in pushing insurgents away from areas close to the Lebanese border and effectively blocking that route?
You have to look at the situation from a totally different point of view. Turkey and the help of Turkey to the insurgents is not new. It has been around for quite a long time. So I would say that this is not new. What is new is the way it is happening. Before, they were helping them with weapons and light weapons, essentially, and humanitarian aid. Now they're helping them with a lot more, including some anti-aircraft guns to shoot down helicopters and stuff like that. This battle in the north has nothing to do with the battle in Yarbrud and in the Kalamoun region. This battle in the north is designed to have a buffer zone alongside the Turkish border of people and of resistance people close to the Turkish regime. So it keeps away the Syrian army and the Syrian Alawite army rather from the border.
Well, let's bring in Mr. Chandon and have his views on this as well. Mr. Chandon, I guess there in Beirut is suggesting that the recent developments in the Kalamoun area close to the Lebanon border have nothing to do with what's happening now in this area, where Turkish forces have been involved in helping the insurgents close to the Turkish border. Do you agree with that?
Good evening, sister, and to all the viewers and to our guest in Beirut. Well, it's a nice turnaround, isn't it, from the brief spat that the relationship between the white settler Zionist state of Israel had with Turkey, and now they found their rapprochement and they're coming together again, with Israel just a few days ago having bombed Syria, and now Turkey having attacked a Syrian fighter jet, which probably is in Syrian airspace. So really we can see this interesting, because for all the rhetoric, for all the arguments that myself and the colleague in Beirut may have, and the two different sides we have, there's some very clear, blatant alliances going on. On the one hand, you have Israel with Turkey, NATO and its regional allies, all rallied against the Syrian Arab Republic, who has some of the allies in the BRICS. So really, this is a very clear division, where you have progressive humanity, humanity that's looking for the independence of the global south against the greatest purveyors of violence, to paraphrase Dr. Martin Luther King, on the planet today, which is the NATO alliance with their allies. So this is broadly the situation we're seeing in Syria. On the specific, it cannot be divorced, the Turkish shooting down of the Syrian jet on the border region between the two countries. It cannot be divorced from, obviously, the defeats of the death squads in the Syrian-Lebanese border region. So obviously, the death squads need a continual flow and supply route of firepower to conduct the death squad operations. So I think, although it may not be utterly directly related to it, but obviously it is even indirectly related to it.
Ms. Marikada, with the Turkish foreign minister saying that Turkey is ready to take any measures, including cross-border military operations when it comes to its national security, and now with the shooting down of the Syrian jet, do you think that Turkey is actually deciding to take a more, what should be called an expanded, for instance, or more open and direct military intervention in Syria? Do you think it is thinking about that?
Well, first of all, let's not forget that a couple of years ago, in 2012, it is Syria who shut down a Turkish plane. Today, it is Turkey which is shooting down a Syrian plane, which it claims has gone through its own airspace. The rhetoric in Turkey has been very clear from the beginning. We will not allow the war in Syria or military operations by the Syrian army to overstep or fall over our border. Now, in terms of supporting the insurgents, this is what I said is new. The kind of support that we're going to give to the insurgents has changed in terms of the weapons that they're providing, in terms of military intervention, and where the national security of Turkey is concerned. I do not think Turkey could take some actions, but these actions will always be limited. Because as you said in your introduction, do not forget, Turkey is a NATO country. When Turkey is threatened as a state, it is part of a military alliance, and it is up to the military alliance to respond, and not up to Turkey to respond alone. Turkey, therefore, cannot respond on its own. And already, when there was the first shooting of the Syrian plane, of the Turkish plane, in 2012, Turkey wanted to respond more strongly, and NATO stopped it. So Turkey is not free to take any action it wants, but it can take limited actions, but it cannot intervene significantly into the Syrian conflict.